Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing tech show. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing. Pulling up swing tech show.
Everybody,
oh!
Here we go. Whoa,
that's your headphones.
Is that my headphones?
How is it his headphones? We're really in rough shape tonight, man.
What? Your volume is cranked full on this bottle.
Yeah,
that's why.
What?
Oh, ow. Well, I'll just go deaf.
You just go deaf.
Holy mackerel, that's loud.
Wow,
ouch.
And what were we getting feedback off of?
My this.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah. Well. When
wow, we're having all kinds of fun today, guys. Oh. you can do something about the damage. Turn that crap down, man.
Yeah, but if I turn it down, then we're gonna have.
Oh, then we have problems with because people are complaining that our recording is a little bit soft. Right?
So I either record it too soft, or I go deaf, or I take it off and we get feedback. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Who's this?
Well, listen, guys, welcome to... Wow, that thing is huge. Welcome to the... this is the 42nd episode of the Linux Link Tech Show. My name is Link, and we're, of course, joined with Alan and Dan, who are the other hosts of the show. Hello. And if you were listening earlier, just a few minutes ago, we were, in fact, you heard us talking on the air. In fact, we were trying to get Skype working, or Sky IP, or whatever you want to call it.
We will fix this.
Yeah, we're just having this, it's a little problem with looping feedback and all kinds of...
I think the biggest problem is we start these things about 15 minutes before the show.
That's exactly the way. It's the grand idea problem where we go, you know, 5 minutes before the show goes, we go, you know, why can't we do a Skype phone-in thing tonight? And so we're hurriedly, like, plugging crap into the mixer and in the back of different computers, and then all we get is fuzz and hum. And
it should have worked, but
theoretically
for some
speaking,
reason, yeah.
It probably would help, like, if we had all of our wires labeled and all of that.
That would be a big help, yeah.
You know?
We just have a rat nest of wires behind a little mixing board.
And, you know, not to mention that our mixer, which is wonderful and works great and was donated by Alan and is a fantastic thing, is also like 13 years old. So,
oh, I think it's longer, older than that.
Older than that. Hey, awesome.
I had that when I was in like high school.
Oh, cool.
This will be the show that the table collapses on, too.
The table at the end of the show.
The first show on
the
like
wrestling
a couple
table is going to be wrestling
on had
Dan
some
my
contact,
knees.
Content scheduled.
Yeah. And here we are, pissing around trying to get this thing running. You know.
And you got the.
This is the.
We're all ready to go now, right?
We're up and running. As far as I'm concerned.
Are we ready for a public service announcement?
We could do a public service announcement.
Do you have public service announcement music?
Yeah.
Did we even introduce ourselves yet?
I introduced everybody, but you guys were like not listening yet. So.
You know what? While you're looking for public service announcements, I gotta say, I got an iPod, which I scammed from work. It was a really wonderful
thing. You scammed
thing.
Me
it's
one?
Great. What?
Can you scam me one?
No kidding, man.
I don't
man.
Know, man. Maybe you can work for that and trade, and I'll get you one. Anyway, I put on Lug Radio's show, Slug Radio, the Linux Link Tech Show, the Linux Show on there, and I was able to listen to them throughout the week when I go running or whatever.
Right.
I played the Linux Link Tech Show for my wife when we were going to the pool and stuff, and she really liked the Compliance Alliance stuff we were talking about last week. She thought it was funny. But it sounded pretty good. The only complaint I have with the show is the recording seems too soft.
It's a historic event because Dan's wife actually listened to the show.
Right, but then I listened to
10 feet away every week. But
The next day at work, I actually went and listened to the Linux show, and it was a really good show last week.
Right, it was.
I thought that was really great. And I haven't finished it. It's been sitting there unfinished for like a week now.
Ooh, maybe.
Oh, I heard something go click.
Yeah.
Now,
waiting for the lights to go out really soon.
Lug Radio, fantastic job, right. I thought. Great sound quality.
Yes, they do.
Which made me say, oh, our sound quality sounds kind of bad. And then Slug Radio, which we're kind of going head-to-head with sound quality issues with that. But really great. I really liked it. Really great episodes. Keep up the fantastic job. And after listening to all these three things, it made me realize, last week, when I was talking about that server problem at work, I was so monotone and so damn boring, I almost fell asleep listening to myself. And that's not right. So I learned a little bit of a lesson there, and hopefully I'll be a little more upbeat.
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 Damn happy.
So I don't put everybody to sleep. Fantastic. Do we have public service announcement music yet?
Public service announcement music.
All right, this is really important. Once again, you guys probably out of the loop because you don't listen to the radio and hear the commercials. But
it's not on satellite.
Regardless of what they say on the radio or on television or whatever, Coors and Coors Light are not manly beers. They are not even beers at all. They suck.
And if there you
drink
you have
Coors
it.
Or Coors Light, it's just a sad estate, a sad affair. A two-day-old open Dakota Kick that's been baking out in the sun has more flavor than a case of Coors or Coors Light. I don't even want to talk about Coors Light.
That,
Coors Light
that on
is piss
the,
water.
The trip
that's
to
disgusting.
New York with that
yes.
several-month-old Dakota that we found in the van.
That's right. Dakota. But anyway, now that's a picture. The Coors commercials are obnoxious, I think. And I hate Coors. I hate it. I was at the Beer Bellies
Slack
over
Max
there.
Slack Max's Coors is wet air.
I was over at the Beer Bellies when the kids were on vacation, and the Coors Light girls were there, and they were trying to get everybody to drink Coors Light to give them a hat or a t-shirt. If you got to
well,
give
course.
Me a hat or a t-shirt to drink your beer, there's something wrong with your damn beer. Well. It sucks. And you know what? All those guys who'd say bro, I don't know anybody that says bro anymore. In the commercials,
okay, bro.
It's like, hey, bro, have a Coors. No, I don't think so.
All right, bro.
You know, don't drink Coors.
This
is
what
for the
do.
Public service announcement.
Right.
That is the public service announcement.
This is
Coors
what you do.
Sucks.
If you are of legal drinking age, go
don't
immediately
drink.
To your nearest liquor store and buy some manly drink, like a nice whiskey.
Or a tall bottle of scotch.
I, you know, a nice
whiskey
is good, but a good beer is good too.
Whiskey is good for yeah, but whiskey
and
will
Coors
cure.
Is a good beer,
but whiskey will cure what ails you. Like if you have a really
and then there's
bad,
tequila.
Yeah, if you have a really bad cold or some sinus problems or something like, you can drink some whiskey, and you know, go to bed and sleep well, and you know the whole thing just it does miracles for you. Now you. People just don't tell you to, like, you know, go home before you go to bed because you don't feel good. Have a beer. No. They say, you know, have a little rum or have a little whiskey because that's... Those are manly drinks. Manly.
And from there, you're moving
Arr.
Into bathtub
We like
gin.
Drinking.
Bathtub gin. Well, he drinks that moonshine stuff that comes in a mason jar.
You bet, man. That's whiskey. That is.
He goes. He tracks down bums and he's...
That is...
They're making liquor out of their urine and he's there.
That's corn whiskey. I drink corn whiskey out of a mason jar. It's corn whiskey that's guaranteed to be less than 30 days old. That stuff is awesome. That'll put hair on your chest and knock it right back off again. It's so
I'll
good.
Have to stop over at Link's house one day.
Oh man, you got to come and try this stuff. I always have to have everybody try it because it's funny to see the expression on their face. You know.
You know, I was telling Alan before you came here. He told me that Reed's Tavern, where we were supposed to go. We were going to go for the karaoke stuff.
Right.
That night we went out, and only us showed up.
For the Linux, for the tech show party, and only us showed up.
Well, no, that was the lug party.
It was
and
lug
only
party,
the tech
yes.
show and Steve right. showed up. But he said that they closed down.
Oh, yeah?
I saw, we went down Quakertown area a couple weeks ago on there, and the sign on the front of it actually says for sale.
Anyway, I'm planning to go tomorrow night to Checkers on Air. You know where Checkers is?
Yeah, Airport Road.
Actually, I'm bringing my mom too.
Ooh.
So I'm going out drinking
bringing
with my
mom.
Bringing
his mom to a bar.
Yeah. That's my now date that's for tonight.
You know what?
They say the family that plays together stays
quite
together.
I couldn't take my parents to a bar.
My mom always wanted to go to something like that, so I figured we'll take her. Now, hopefully, everything's going to be on the up and up.
My mother
would
complain about the smoke the entire time.
My mom
has
always wanted to go to a bar. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. No, karaoke. I'm sure she's been to a bar before. Yeah, but the funny thing is she can't drink because she had medication.
So is it?
So you're taking her out drinking?
You get her up there so she can sing funny?
She loves to sing. So you know what? She has a hard time reading something and talking at the same time. So
Dan will be taking the videotape for Christmas.
Yeah, so I'd be really interested to see how well she does karaoke.
I've been working hard on getting this DVD working here.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Fun to see. And, you know, if anybody's in the area, we're probably going to be over there tomorrow at around 8 o'clock.
Yes, indeed.
That's Airport Road in Lehigh Valley, between Allentown and Bethlehem area, United States and Pennsylvania.
What Dan said.
Because our international audience might be looking in their town for...
For Checkers.
For Checkers, and wondering why we're not there. So, I don't want to disappoint.
Well, you know, we could be there, like...
Now, if you want the tech show to show up in your town... All you have to do is send us the money.
And we'll send us money.
Send us money to get
and alcohol.
There.
First
alcohol
class
helps too.
First class plane tickets are really good idea.
Up our left hand corner. So. Oh, it's gone now. Are those
Dan's
horses butts?
Dan's dirty picture screensaver again. Man.
So what's next? What's next on you? Should we go right into the fun stuff?
Yeah. Because I didn't even do the promo
assessment
today. So.
The online skills assessment. Is what it is?
Oh, wait. I have to do my public service announcement.
All right.
My public service announcement is my quick story about my eyeballs. Went in today.
About some other ball.
I went in today to get my eyes checked, and I have not gone in 8 years. And long story short... Did still didn't take his contacts out. He's been complaining about that for an hour now. Long story short, I went to get my eyes checked. I haven't done it in 8 years, and my doctor told me that, you know, it's probably not a good idea for you to wait 8 years in between in between checkups. So, you know, moral of the story is that. And I got some new glasses today, and I can actually see really, really nice and clear to read my email and. You know, Dan winking at me and playing with my knee and everything.
Oh, now I can't blame it on Alan anymore.
No, seriously.
That wasn't my hand, that was Alan.
It's an exciting thing for me, and it's pretty cool. So, like, if you have not had your eyes checked, like, last guy I was talking to earlier in my email said it just reminded him to go check because he hasn't been to the optometrist in 5 years. So, I'm, like, really excited about being able to see. And if you can't see, you should go, too. Because it really, you know, wasn't even that expensive. Yeah.
Go to the eye doctor. Drink Coors before or after. Drink whiskey.
And you got to watch out for that the dilation stuff they put in your eyes, man. Because, like, you look at your eyes get all dilated. First of all, like, the average sunshine outside makes the world look like heaven. Because it's so bright. And, you know, fluorescent lights. You're like, oh, jeez. Like a nuclear explosion or something, a fluorescent light is. And the reason I knew it was working is because when I looked at people, I could see them on center body mass just fine, but like the edges of them were all blurry. So everybody looked like, you know, Elmo or something like that, with little fuzzy crap hanging off the sides of them. It was pretty cool.
Alrighty.
It's a neat 4 hour ride, I'll tell you that for sure.
4 hour ride.
Yeah.
For your eye doctor.
No, for the drops.
Off. Wow, man. 4 hour drive to your eye doctor.
No, it's like being in one of those mirror rooms for like 4 hours because everything's weevily.
All right.
It was fun.
So we got something hopefully fun to do tonight. I'm really interested to see how this works because on the radio, again, coming from the radio, I listen to radio too much, I guess. But there's advertisements all the time for these places like Allentown Business School or computer learning centers to come on in and, you know, get yourself some training, get Microsoft certified, yeah. And the average starting salary for an MCSE is $60,000 a year. And you can get yourself not just a career, but a future. A whole future. I listen to 94WYSP a lot, and one of the companies that's advertising pretty much daily is computertraining.com. And they say, log on to our website and take the free online skills challenge to see how well you rate and whether, you know, where you fit in so you can start your Microsoft training, I would assume. So anyway, I got on and I signed up as my dad, and I'm going to take the online skills challenge because I want to see how well I or us can fare on a Microsoft skills challenge, whether we have what it takes to become computer professionals.
Okay.
Now, I am posting a website right now onto the chat. So if you want to log in, take the test along with us. Probably not going to have the same questions. That's up to you. All right. So the first screen, question one.
So we're taking the test with you, right?
Yeah, we're taking the test. Okay. What control panel icon would you select if you wanted to install new software? So it has the Windows control panel. And by the look of it, it's the Windows 98 control panel, I would figure. So, what I can see, first one, add remove programs, MS-DOS console, date, time, devices, display, bind fast. Four choices I have. It's multiple choice, of course. Add remove programs, keyboard, modems, or network. Which one would I choose to add or remove programs? Install new software. Add remove programs,
all of the
keyboard,
above?
Modems, or network. What?
All of the above.
Now, you're going for the long answer because technically you would need all of the above.
That's what I'm thinking.
Except if you weren't installing a program over the network.
Network or modem.
But you wouldn't click on the keyboard icon in the control panel to install an application. You'd, of course, use add remove programs.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. It's ambiguous and it's misleading because you would not use add and remove programs to install software. Normally, you just click on the damn software installer.
I was going to say, usually just putting the CD in usually does that. Auto run.
You know, I mean, well, I know that, I'm sure that's what they're going
for. All right.
For, but, you know.
That's the question. We don't have to, there's a whole bunch more we can debate over. We don't want to care. We want to get to the end of this test and find out what our score is.
All right.
Which object on this system is shared? Now you have My Computer open. Well, actually, Explorer. You see the desktop, My Computer. You got the A drive, the C drive, the D drive, and E drive. Now, it asks you which one of those is shared.
Which one has a little hand on it?
The D drive.
All right, the D drive then.
All right. That could be a little tricky for someone who's never done any
probably
kind of
not, but you know, I just want to make mention that like none of us in this room right now are actually using Windows for anything. So the fact that I remember that is it's pretty good.
Here's an opinion.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with computer skills. What best describes your current job situation? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, my job has become routine and stagnant, I feel underappreciated and underpaid, I work paycheck to paycheck wondering when things will improve, or C, D, and E, which is the last three.
Anal rape?
No.
All of the above?
Only the last three.
I'll give you the last three.
Here we go. How do you properly exit Windows 98? Close the control panel? Double-click the taskbar.
Reboot it after the blue screen.
Just turn off the computer.
Format
C
colon.
Click on the start button and click shut down.
I would say click on the start button and click shut down.
Well, usually if you just put like a floppy disk in and click on it, or if you click on the floppy disk without a floppy disk in it, it'll close itself down completely.
Well, that's after the blue screen.
That's just moving the mouse, though.
All right, so we click on the start button
you
and then click
the mouse,
shut down.
You have to reboot your computer for the change to take effect.
Here's a tough one.
Okay.
Here is a tough one. Which internet connection carries the fastest line speed? Normal telephone line, a 56K modem, cable modem, or fiber optic network?
I would say fiber optic.
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fiber.
Gigabit.
Fiber, man. Now, fiber is good for you.
It's a little tricky question here.
Okay.
Normal telephone line or 56K modem? What's the difference there?
Well, normal telephone line is, you know, has nothing to do with downloading anything. You know what I mean?
All right. Next question. What do you feel is your biggest challenge in registering for school?
Throw a computer up against the wall. That was good for the shutdown one.
For those of you just listening to the show, you really have to check out the IRC chat that goes along with it.
All right. We'll just say the money. All right. What is the most important thing you can do while working on a computer to safeguard your work? Save your work frequently, every 10 to 15 minutes. Type slowly and accurately. Turn off your computer, even if leaving it only for a few minutes. Or always keep a floppy disk in Drive A.
Hmm.
Switch to Linux or Mac.
Type slowly.
Save your
Insert
work.
Insert the Nopix disk.
All right, save your work frequently would be the most obvious.
Yeah, I would think
okay.
so.
Okay. Where would you go to change the system sounds? Oh, yeah, see, where would you go to change the system sounds? Network connections, user accounts, sound and audio devices, or phone and modem options?
Hmm.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I think we got to work with that. Sound on this one, though.
Yeah.
Sound, okay.
System sounds, you mean...
You know what?
Hey, you mean
nurse.
Their system sounds
what?
Work? Ooh, the nurse.
The nurse?
Yeah, nurse.
There you go. All right, which best describes your background and experience with computers? I have little or no experience. I have a home computer that I use for the internet, email, and basic word processing. I use my computer at work to perform my job duties. I use my computer in the workplace and at home and consider myself very technical. I have a number of years' experience working in the computer field and can consider myself very technical. Let's choose number one. I have little or no experience with
okay,
computers. Let's see what they say. Actually, we should answer some of these wrong just to see what
we should answer them all
yeah.
wrong.
Which of the following is not a method of accessing your printers? Control panel, printers and faxes, power options.
I'd have to say power.
Power. Well, we know it's power options, but how about we choose a wrong answer? How about we just choose wrong answers for the rest of them?
Okay, choose the wrong answers.
Printers and faxes. That's not a method of accessing your printers. All right. Which of the following is not used for data storage? CD-ROM, zip disk, hard drive, or video card?
Have to be video.
Zip disk.
Zip disk. Are you sure? You don't want to choose hard drive?
You can have hard drive if you want, yeah.
What do you want, zip disk or hard drive?
I don't know. Take your pick.
All right. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, how many computer-related jobs are represented in the nation's top 20 fastest-growing occupations? 2 out of 20, 4 out of 20, 5 out of 20, or 8 out of 20?
2, maybe?
All right, we'll go with 2 out of 20.
You want to get them wrong, right?
Yeah.
Well. So, say 2.
It's actually much higher. Oh, they're going to tell me the answer. Computer-related jobs represent almost half the nation's top 20 fastest-growing occupations. Woo, I was wrong there. All right. In the image below, which menu command is not available? You got to be effing kidding me. All right. I got the file menu open on the Windows Explorer. The options are new, create shortcut, delete, rename properties, or close. Now ask me which one is not available. Create shortcut is shadowed, is grayed.
Okay.
Okay, the options are new, create shortcut, delete, rename properties, or close. So obviously, it's...
close.
Yes. The gray
well, you
one.
Say you want to get them wrong, so, you know, get them wrong, see what it says.
Which is not a way to open a folder? Double-click on the folder, select the folder, and select Copy in the Edit menu. Right-click on the folder and select Open. Select the folder and select Open in the File menu.
Do the Copy one.
Here.
I want to see what it tells you when you get them wrong.
Select the folder and select Copy in the Edit menu. All
right. That was right.
Wait, was that which way is not the way?
You got the question.
No, I thought it said which was the way to do it. Maybe it did say which was
I think
not
we
the
got
way.
That one right. Getting certified can provide Bummer. Which of the following? Financial freedom, increased job opportunities, more flexibility when choosing employers, personal satisfaction and pride, or all of the above?
Pride.
Pride.
Now, wait a minute. This is Microsoft certification?
Yes.
None of the above. It doesn't give you any of that crap. Pride. Give me a break.
We'll just say financial freedom, and it says it can provide all of those. All right. In the display properties, which option can a user not modify? In display properties. Oh. Screensaver, network properties, background color, or appearance.
Wow, that would be a tough one. Even for somebody really stupid to take the test, and you know.
Which one is it?
Network properties, maybe?
You can modify
you
that
get them, you
in the display
them
properties. I think it's... when I think of display, I'm thinking the way my desktop looks, it's got to be the appearance. I can't modify that in display. That wouldn't make sense. All right. Which of the following is not a benefit of computer-related Which of the following is not a benefit of a computer network? Sharing files and folders, sending and receiving viruses. No, sending and receiving email. Connecting to shared... sending and receiving email. Same thing. Virus,
yeah, right. Viruses, email.
Connecting to shared printers on the network. Being able to change the display properties on your computer.
Must be changing the display properties.
I think it's a benefit of a computer network has to be connecting the shared printers on a network. That is not a benefit of a network.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
It works for me. All
right, true or false? The U.S. Department of Labor states that computer-related industries are expected to continue their rapid employment growth, constituting three of the top five industries that are projected to grow fastest between 2002 and 2012.
False.
False. Right. No, that's definitely true, Link.
I never would have guessed.
Oh, here's a good one. You were working on your computer when suddenly the power went out and your computer was not safely shut down. After regaining power, you attempt to restart your computer, but while Windows is starting, you receive some errors. Which of the following is not a method of diagnosing the problem? Reboot the computer.
Reading the error messages.
Yeah. Reboot the computer in safe mode. Ensure that all cables are securely connected. Reboot the computer with logging enabled. Create a floppy disk that contains the file fixbooterrors.exe and insert it into the floppy drive.
Oh, that's got to be it. Because everybody has fixbooterrors.
Wait, but that's not a method. That would be a method to diagnose a problem, right? Fixbooterrors.exe. First off, it's longer than 8 characters. Can you make a file name longer than 8 characters?
On 98 or better, you can.
Yeah. In DOS?
Well. All
right, so we ensure that... I think it's reboot the computer in safe mode is not a method of diagnosing the problem. Because that fix errors on boot or whatever it is, that sounds like a really good utility. And I'm going to have to ask...
If it exists.
I'm going to have to ask the IT people at work for a copy of that.
Make sure you tell them that you heard about it on... Yeah.
Gerald needs computer to configure his computer to connect to the network. Where would you tell him to look to change the necessary settings? Network connections, game controllers, power options, or sound and audio devices?
Oh, well, game controllers, because everybody knows that, you know, that's what they use the network for, right?
Yeah, so. Well, that must be it. Yeah. But I like yeah.
Well,
I like
why
the,
else have a network if you run Microsoft?
No, wait a minute.
To play games, right?
I download my music from Kaza. And all that.
Well, that's
so
sort of
that
like
sounds
a game.
And audio device.
No, but that's sort of like a game too, right?
It is, but it's
like
more
it's,
listening to
it's
sound.
It's entertaining.
The name and actually getting the right song.
Yeah.
All right, game controllers it is. How many computer-related jobs does U.S. Department of Labor predict will need to be filled by the year 2010? 250,000, 500,000, 750,000, or 1.9 million jobs?
Four
jobs?
Yeah.
No, it's actually 1.9 million. That's why you need to go to this training now.
All
right.
Indubitably.
If your computer alerts you that your computer is running low on storage space, which of the following hardware devices would you examine for problems? Hard drive, video card, mouse, or a sound card?
The mouse.
RAM.
RAM's not an option.
Well,
how do you know what RAM is?
You said get it wrong. I have no idea.
But RAM's not an
I'm
option. How are we
going
to get it wrong
person.
If it's not an option?
The mouse.
Are you sure it's the mouse? Well, yeah, you need to...
Missing storage?
You need to use the mouse. You need to check the mouse to make sure that you can... It's not holding
well,
too much
you
stuff.
Once them, you know, they're
you
not very
sure
big.
The ball is clean.
They're not very big, and once they get full, you just can't put any more information in there.
And then maybe shake the computer out, right?
Yeah.
What is a common file extension for text files? .txt, .text file, .html, or .exe. Ooh, it's got to be .exe. Because I get a lot of those text files in my email. Yeah.
I get a lot of emails that are .exe, too.
Some of them end in SCR. Yeah.
In my Hotmail account.
A lot of them are SCR nowadays.
All right. According to Salary.com, what is the average income of a Microsoft-certified system engineer in the Mid-Atlantic region? That would be us, wouldn't it?
Far too much.
$17,000, $25,000, $58,000, or $125,000 a year? They're a dime a dozen.
$17,000, yeah.
No, it's not. It's higher than that. $58,000 a year. Even through a stagnant economy, salaries for certified individuals increased 6% over the previous year and are expected to increase again for 2004-2005. Wow. Salary.com.
Amazing.
Somebody netcraft that site and find out what they're running on and then see if they're...
Yeah. Three guesses as to whether they're running Microsoft or not. And
the icons on your desktop are used for enhancing the visual effect of your desktop, a shortcut to accessing frequently used programs, files, and folders. The icons are of no use, storing all of the programs on your computer. I know a lot of people who store everything on
the desktop. Definitely storing
the
programs on their computer. That's what it's
it.
For, yeah.
It's got to be, because that's why it's all filled up on everybody's desktop at work.
That's right.
While starting up your computer, a message is displayed on a black screen. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
It's good, so shut up. I've had people ask me before how they can make their icons smaller because they can't get them all to fit on their desktop. That's hysterical, man. All right, go ahead.
Well, Salary.com is running Windows 2000 stuff, so.
Is it running on
IIS
server?
Windows 2000, so yeah.
Go figure, huh?
Amazing.
Go look up computertraining.com, too. I wonder what they're running. Wouldn't it be funny if they were running Linux or FreeBSD? Or even Solaris. All right. While starting up your computer, a message is displayed on a black screen with white letters that says, Disk boot failure. What is most likely to cause? A floppy disk was left in a floppy drive, preventing computer from booting properly. The portion of your hard disk that is shaped like a boot has failed.
Dan, they actually are running Linux.
Your keyboard is unplugged. Your computer is wrong, and there really is no problem.
I like that one.
Which one? The computer was wrong?
Computer is wrong.
I don't know. That's your portion of your hard disk that is shaped like a boot has failed. That's which one do you want?
I need to remember some of these because on my whiteboard at work, we have like the ridiculous excuse of the day thing. Some of this would work really well for that. The bastard operator from hell file.
All right, so what do we want? The portion of the hard disk is shaped like a boot has failed or your computer is wrong and there really is no problem?
No, well, let's do the hard disk shaped like a boot.
Which annual salary range best fits your current employment situation? Under $20,000, $20,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $50,000, $50,000 and above, I choose not to disclose my salary. Well, let's go with the under $20,000.
Okay.
Because that would fit with our kind of idea of what the average salary of a MCSE is. All right. Only two more questions to go.
Okay.
What option on the start menu allows you to quickly access your most recently used files? Programs, my recent documents, settings, help and support.
Help and support.
Help and support is the only way to access your documents on Microsoft.
All right, help and support it is. Okay, when speaking in terms of networks and computer technology, what is a firewall? Unnecessary, right? A wall intended to block fire? A software or hardware solution intended to prevent unwanted network access, a device within a server closet to put out small fires, software that removes viruses from your computer.
I like the server closet one.
The what device in the server closet that puts out
Fires. Yeah.
All right, based on salary.com averages, certified professionals can make $38,000 to $48,000 as a telecommunications analyst, $47,000 to $63,000 as a network administrator, $51,000 to $65,000 as a network planning analyst, $110,000 to $137,000 as chief information security officer, $112,000 to $145,000 as information technology director, or all answers are true. I'll just pick one. Who cares? Wrong. All of them are wrong. Are true. All are correct. Next question. Explain 2-3 sentences how you benefit from becoming a Microsoft certified systems engineer. 2-3 sentences. How would I benefit? I can show my paper MCSC to all my friends. When I am...
When I get cold, I can burn my paper.
I will be much cooler with my hacker.
That's Haxor, HAX0R.
Haxor buddies.
Yes. I would say I want to be leet.
Now I will know what to do when I get all those bad emails and porno websites keep popping up after I download. What would I be downloading? Weatherbug. And Weatherbug and screenshots. Microsoft Windows XP Home Edition is the tops. Next question. Have you spoken with your family about continued education, and do you have their support? No. My family...
No, my family is
died
dead.
Of a nasty...
Virus.
Virus. Next question. Please select a date for your orientation seminar. All right.
You know, it's funny to start calling up Dan's dad.
Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Friday, July 20th. I got July 22nd, July 23rd or 24th. My dad can visit there at 23rd at 1 p.m. They like to get up late. And since I said my family's dead, I'm going to go with my parents.
All right, yeah. See if they make a connection.
Please choose your top 5 reasons for wanting to become Microsoft certified. Recognition.
Yes.
Influence of others.
Yes.
Social status.
Whoa.
Yeah. Knowledge and authority.
Whoa.
That goes in with your hacker Whoa. Skills there. Yeah.
Warm environment, responsibility, high activity, achievement, helping others, creativity, autonomy, financial gain.
What is this helping others environment?
Yeah, warm environment. Social responsibility.
I just want to get it out of the cold.
Security, definitely. Teamwork, flexible schedule, working alone, time off, artistic endeavors, change of variety,
yeah,
adventure, stability. Ooh, I only have to choose 5. I got to put, I can only choose 5, but I
it
want
sucks.
Stability. Influencing others, social status. Wouldn't influencing others and authority kind of be the same thing?
Probably.
So let me get
yeah.
rid of that, because I figure authority sounds better, and stability. There we go. Your test has been forwarded to our results processing department. Will be scored as soon as possible. A training counselor will be contacting you within the next 24 to 48 hours to discuss your test results and answer questions about training. Feel free to contact one of our training counselors by calling 1-800-733-RETURN to Microsoft certification. Damn it! We didn't get the results back. I wonder if they're going to be emailed
sucks.
To my... I sent it to the spam at the linuxlink.net.
Oh, did you?
So.
You'll have to keep watch then. See if they do that.
Fun. Excitement. Well, that's the online
that's
skills challenge. And yes, it was a challenge.
That's fun. Hey,
and it was definitely fun.
Speaking of challenges, do you know what I had a challenge doing this week? And it's probably not going to. It's not. Yeah, that too. It's not probably not going to impress you a lot, Dan, because I know you've done it before. But I actually got frozen bubble working on a machine, and it's hysterical. No, it's hysterical because, and first of all, the game is awesome. You know?
How long did you play it for?
I like 37 screens or 44 screens or something like that. I must have played it for like an hour and a half. It's hysterical fun. The game. The problem is, like, getting it installed, you need all of these you know, there's like 50 freaking packages you have to install to get this thing going. You know, there's like 7 different SDL type packages, and there's one other package that I can't remember, and then the package for the game itself. Mm-hmm. And it took me like forever to figure out, you know, which packages to put on it. But once I got it on there, it was great fun, man. I wasted an entire afternoon playing with it. So, well, not an entire afternoon, but good hour,
most of the
15
afternoon.
Minutes, right? Mm-hmm. That was cool.
That's a great game, though, isn't it?
It is.
How long did you play for?
It had to be like an hour.
I played for 4 hours. Yeah,
it's addicting, man.
It's a great game. It's a fantastic game.
It probably would have been better yet if I could have played it with the music on, you know?
Yeah, my kids love that game, too.
I gotta put it on my daughter's laptop and see what she probably like it a lot.
There's some other games that, BZ Flag, which Patrick posted on our forum a number of games that he was talking about. Remember we played BZ Flag?
Yep.
At one time, and
that
I was
cool to you.
Knocking your
ass
all over. And, I was thinking to myself,
you kick my ass every time.
I know you don't play those kind of games, first-person shooting type games, so it wasn't fair. But after the fifth or sixth time, I said, hey, I don't give a damn. This is great. The only thing that would make this better is if your face was plastered on the tank
while
I was
blowing it
up. No, you
know what it was? I could have kept up with you and beat your ass every once in a while, but...
So you haven't done the patch for that yet,
No, what it is like Dan has a really good video card, and my video card is crap. So he's got this accelerated video, and it's all, you know, it's all 3D video and stuff like that, the BZ Flag. Yeah. So his stuff is running faster than hell, and I'm like always trying to catch up, you know? I turn around, he's already shot me and killed me before I turn around and look at it, you know?
I played it a couple times, and, you know, I got on the network and just got into a game.
Oh, it gets obscene.
They beat the hell out of you, man.
I didn't even get to, like, move the tank. It was like, as soon as it showed up, it was blowing up.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. But now Patrick says, and I haven't had a chance to try this, that...
Yeah, he gave us a whole list of good
what
stuff.
What is it? Think Tanks?
Mm-hmm.
Is interesting. Now, he also posted Chromium, Foo Billard, and Super Tux. I played all three of those games. Chromium is really... It's
I
a
have
fun
seen
game.
The full billiard thing. That's cool.
That is great. That is a fun game.
That is cool.
Chromium's really great, too.
Haven't seen
Although
it.
Chromium, it's just you're just a spaceship, and you're firing constantly, and you get pickup weapon power-ups and stuff. And it's weird because you got to shoot everything on the screen. Because if something gets past, it destroys one of your... supply ships or whatever you're trying to get through, and
uh-huh.
So essentially that's one of the ways that you actually die, is if it gets if one of them gets through. Now Super Tux, I think that's have you played Super Tux? We had that on the
right. We had it on the Vector for Kids thing. The
right
for Kids.
The only downside to Super Tux is they're still working on the levels. So you only get like 2 levels.
Yeah,
on
but
it.
See now I've played them a little bit here and there and looked at them. But my real problem still is I'm attached to that, you know, cruddy. I've got this cruddy onboard video that doesn't do any freaking acceleration.
When I was trying Super Tux, I couldn't get the frame rates up high enough to actually do anything.
That's what mine was like, you know.
It was running so slow.
Move the dude, and then you wait 5 minutes and go get a sandwich, and you move the dude again. That's no fun,
man. Yeah, it was like 1 frame per second I was getting out of it.
What are you running?
Just a regular video card in the laptop.
What's the video card?
Can't remember off the top of my head.
Well, you can't do LSPCI.
It's something.
you know what? Is that a Dell? Is that a Dell?
No, the Sony.
Oh, I was gonna say it was a Dell. It's probably Intel chipset.
Yeah. What oh, Dan right. said.
Do we need to?
Dang
I guess
it.
We're not gonna do an intermission song.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like intermission song. You know, we only have 10 minutes left or something.
Because one of the other things that was
That'd
brought
be our
up.
Whole song.
I was on the chat with. I think it was Andrew.
An ATI.
If I'm not mistaken. ATI. Yeah. Well, you should download the accelerated drivers.
Yeah, probably
or you should.
Should
enable the accelerated drivers.
I probably should. I just never get around to doing it.
Anyway, I was talking with Andrew. If I'm right, I think it's who it was on the chat the other night. And he's a new to Linux user, about 4 months. And he started off with Gen 2. Stage 1 install. That's what it is, which... Great. If you're going to jump into Linux with Gen 2.
Talk about jumping into something.
Wow, why not? But we were talking about. He was asking me about Slackware, what packaging system it runs, and whether it has dependency checking. And I said, to an extent, it does. And it got me thinking about package management, system of package management. And I, for one, have always hit a wall with any package management system I've ever tried to use.
Except?
I wouldn't really consider that much of a package management system, and I'll say Slackware. Because it all comes back to dependency issues. That's
no, well, what about like Swaret, man?
Well, yeah. That's,
I mean, let's
that
say like
a, that
a
is
third
a package,
party thing, and yeah. It's package management because you're managing the Slackware packages, and it does do dependency checking, right?
It does do dependency checking.
From what I've seen, it does a good job. I don't know if it checks dependencies against other programs, but it definitely looks for the libraries.
See, I think a large part of the problem is with packages that you get from, like, say, SUSE, or even Debian's app get, when somebody builds these packages, they basically throw everything in the kitchen sink in, if it can be compiled with it a lot of the times.
Right.
So therefore, whereas you can get an application that can run in just X without any links to, like, Qt or anything else, they'll link it all to that. So you go to install this package, and then you need 15 other packages to fulfill the dependencies.
Right.
But what infuriates me more, and what I have a hard time with, is if I install something by source, then it's not included in the package management system. So if it becomes a dependency, I have to force the install of that, which can cause problems, particularly when packages, files aren't installed where a package was built expecting a dependency file to be.
Right.
And I've run into problems with that.
Right.
And even more of a problem I had with Gen 2, and I still have this issue, which I think Gen 2 is great, and I've compared it in the past to like being as close to Linux from scratch as you can get, but no, I think I'm mistaken, and this is why. Because Gen 2 is built on basically a package management system, Emerge. Right. So you don't have the flexibility of everything installed from source that you would expect from a Linux from scratch. You have the flexibility of everything installed from source via the Emerge portage package management system. And you can't deviate from that then.
So once you start going still run into problems where you, once you start going off and doing your own stuff in source,
well,
it
actually
doesn't recognize
that. I am not at a problem once I start going off doing my own stuff from source. The problem I'm having is the opposite. I can't get one of the portage packages to compile to fill dependencies so I can update some stuff, but I can compile it on my own.
Ah.
But when I go to run the eMerge, it doesn't know that it's there.
Isn't there some kind of, you know what I mean? Like, isn't there some kind of file or something that you can?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look. I'm you looking can into add that. But the my, name res- in, I like didn't get any response back yet from the forums as to whether I can. Now I got to start reading the Gen 2 documentation again because it's been a while since I read it. The portage package documentation. Figure out how I can actually do something like that.
Right.
But that's why I don't like package management systems by and large, except for Swaret, which is nice because you get a core set of packages.
Right.
And then pretty much anything else you want, you can go to linuxpackages.net.
Yep.
Or you can
or whoever
compile it
whoever has a lot of right. People make their independent Slackware packages
and you
stuff
can
like that.
Get it yourself. And generally, a person, you know, I don't know, I feel more intimate with a Slackware based installation. That you know, if I need to go out and get some wacky dependency, I know I can compile it. If I compile it successfully, I can throw it on there.
Yep.
And then in my package, I just say, "Hey, this has been compiled with this." I offer them together.
Yep.
So I like that because it's a lot more flexible. I don't have to go through dependency hell that I go through in a lot of other things. And I really think if compiling software is what you want to do, it's almost impossible to compile your own software yet at the same time run a package management system like RPM.
I'd like to hear from somebody who actually uses Debian to do that. And see what they say. Because I really, you know, I use Debian as my mail server, but, like, it's one of those things where I set it up and it just runs and I don't ever want to touch it. You know what I mean? I don't have to do anything to it. at all. I do the backups on it, and that's it. It just goes. I don't run a desktop Debian system to know if they have problems with, you know, that same sort of problem where they have dependency problems if they start compiling their own packages from source or whatever. So I do know that it was a pain in the ass for me to get Pine and Pico working under Debian.
Pine and Pico.
That was hairy.
But on the flip side, if you've ever compiled a package with a lot of dependencies and you compile, like, you get to, like, the fourth or fifth dependency that you need to compile and it fails,
right,
and you can't get that to compile,
much decide I need another package at that point.
Yeah, there's nothing more infuriating than that. When you do that, that can be really difficult.
That used to happen to me on Red Hat all the time. Like, Red Hat 6.2. Dude, that used to happen to me all the time.
But out of the package, I think out of all the package management systems, apt-get, pretty much.
That's like the grandfather of them all, too.
That one package system to rule them all.
Yeah.
Apt-get does a really great job.
You know, they've been working on it for a long time, so right, they have a lot of the bugs, you know, pretty much killed on that. But that's just Linux we're talking about. Now, if you go to the flip side and start talking about BSD's package systems, they have some really good package systems.
But then if you compile something from source, do you end up in the same boat?
No, because what happens, like, with NetBSD's package system, for instance, everything you do, you compile from source. If you use their package source, what you do is they have a... their package source is basically a list of, like... .configure files for all of these different packages, and it also contains information on where to get the packages from. So let's say you wanted to install Bash, and you go into the package source directory and find the Bash directory, and you go in there and you type, you know, make install, pretty much. And what it does is it goes out and it FTPs and fetches the package itself. It applies any port-specific changes to it, any NetBSD-specific changes to that generic package, and then it'll compile it and install it. So what the deal is with you, if you compiled your own software and put it on there, what's going to happen is when it does the configure on the new package, the configure generally goes down and checks to see if it can find whatever packages are there. It doesn't look at a repository of... you know, a file repository of packages that it already installed. It actually checks for the program. And then if it finds it, good. If it doesn't, you know, you might have to go in and edit a configure script to point it the right place. But they work really good. I like it.
NetBSD.
I like it.
Lackey.
NetBSD is awesome, man.
What are you looking at, Alan?
I'm watching you eat the mic over there.
All right, so I guess we can just say that package management systems to each their own. I get sick of using them.
They all have, you know, they all have their pluses and minuses. I would just rather stick with Slackware. Makes it so much easier, though, you know.
Simplicity.
If the package is there, hey, you can put it in. If not, grab the damn source and do it yourself. And you know, it's not tough compiling. You have to qualify that a little bit. It's not tough compiling a program for Slackware, because Slackware uses the default settings for everything. And like other Linuxes have all kinds of changes and stuff in the kernel, right?
Yeah, the Red Hats and stuff, they usually custom a little bit.
Like, you know, versions of Linux other than Slackware have a lot of different changes to them. So, but Slackware uses
the absolute... They add their own little enhancements to the kernel.
But
yeah, I got
Patrick
burned on
Volkerding
that.
Uses, like, the standard stuff.
Right.
He doesn't want to change anything. He uses it straight from the author of the software itself. So, you know what I mean? If they say it compiles on their system, when you stick it on Slackware, it should compile without a problem, as long as you have, you know, whatever necessary libraries or whatever that you need. But it's good stuff.
Yes. I've got burned with a compiling kernels from kernel.org on Red Hat systems. Now, I guess Faber would say, "Why? There's no problem with doing that." I remember when I got.
Liar.
I remember when was it Red Hat 7 came out, and you could not compile.
That had GCC.
Yeah, you had to use the KGCC.
Yeah,
not GCC to
it
compile
was like
it.
7 or 7.
It was like,
yeah,
that's what
like
I need to do. Okay, goodbye.
Yep. That was it. It was done.
It's like, well, I'm running Slackware on my server.
That's why I stopped.
Why don't I run it on my workstation?
That's why I stopped using Red Hat at like 6.2, man. I tried it. I stopped at 6.2, and I remember you putting 7 or 7.2 on there and having that problem with the GCC that they changed. And so I like stayed off of it for a while, and then after a little while, I tried, on a second box I had, I tried Red Hat 8, I think, or 8-something, 8.1 maybe.
What did it eat?
And I didn't really like that either. Crap. Yeah, I didn't really like that either. So that was it. I was done with that. And, you know, of course, my main box has been running Slackware forever, and it probably always will be. So, and that's that.
Yeah.
Even though I keep wanting to give this Gen 2 thing a try, but, you know, I just don't have enough time to invest in that.
I don't have a machine to do it on, so.
Well, I could probably find it. You know, but like Dan uses his laptop all the time. You had your laptop down for an entire weekend just getting it going, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
What is it? I can't see.
Yeah, it's one of them nice pictures dog. Again.
Is that a woman and a dog?
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, folks,
we're getting close to that time, but we didn't speak about advocacy. What we've been talking about on the blogs the past couple of days, and maybe Alan should kick that off because Alan has talked very little, and he hasn't had the opportunity to drop the F bomb in a couple weeks either. So, and don't think we haven't noticed.
Our listeners have noticed that you have not dropped the F-bomb lately. So,
Alan's really trying to keep it clean over there. I like that. He's a good man for doing it, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Why the fuck for?
Oh,
here it goes.
At the end of that.
Anyway. No, you started the advocacy things. I had very little to add on the blogs, except that like everyone should be like passing out Knoppus discs to everybody they know.
Well, that's a start.
That's a start.
And I guess, you know, basically, it was a couple weeks ago, I said on the show 2 weeks ago, that I can no longer endorse or condone or suggest the use of any Microsoft products, which means, you know, essentially nowadays when somebody asks my advice, what computer they should go, where they should go to buy a new computer, whatever, I tell them, go to Apple.
Yep.
I say I cannot recommend in any fashion you would buy a PC because the only PC you're going to get from these big manufacturers these days is a PC running any Windows.
Right.
And it's more hassle than it's worth. Spend the extra few dollars. It's not that much of a difference to get an Apple. You save the money on the back end. You don't have any hassles. Your data is more secure. Your hardware typically works without a problem. You don't have to worry as much about viruses and spyware and all this other crap. In fact, you don't really have to worry about it much at all. You know,
precisely.
It's you have a far better experience.
Yep.
You know, if I get them run Linux or something else, that's great too. But I understand people are nervous. And what I said on my blog is true. If you're running Windows, you're either one of two things. You're either clueless and you really don't know what you're doing, or you're an idiot. All right? So now if you've listened to this or read the blog,
an idiot who knows what they're doing and does it on purpose.
If you listen to if you read our blogs or if you've listened to this show, you really can't count yourself in the clueless department anymore because now you're an idiot.
That's right. Cuz
only idiots run Windows.
That's right.
Well, except and like you said, except for the people who like me who are forced to run it at work. Because I do have to run it, even though I'm a Sun person at work, to get my mail and access the rest of the company, I'm stuck running Windows.
Well, I understand that, but you're right. And I said on my blog, The people who make those decisions are idiots. That's for sure. But you know better than to run it at home. Now you've been warned.
Right. Well, you see, here's the thing. Like, if all of the idiots would stop running Microsoft at home, then they wouldn't want to run it at work, you know, and eventually it would leak down to somebody who made that decision, and someone would make a better decision. You know what I mean? However,
yeah, they're all going for that.
I'm only going to give you a little on that, though, Alan, because there are ways. I'm pretty sure. Doesn't evolution let you access?
Yes, but I'm not high enough on the pecking order to be able to do that.
You know, light a fire under somebody's ass.
I've tried.
You tell them you don't want to be an idiot anymore. That's right. And all your friends are making fun of you.
But no, seriously, there are ways to get around almost all of the Microsoft hang-ups. There's a lot of people that say, well, I have to run Microsoft. That is crap. You don't have to run Microsoft.
No, I don't.
Nobody's
have to.
Nobody holds a gun to your head.
All the solutions that you're coming up with also require someone on the IT department to.
No, I understand that, and my point is not like if you're forced to do that for your job kind of thing. Yeah. My point is if you do it for yourself kind of.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like if you go home at night and entertain yourself on your Windows computer, you're stupid. That's just a dumb thing to do. It's especially if you keep anything on there you want.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have family pictures on there or sensitive email or something, that's just dumb.
At work, I finally get a new PCI card for my Sunbox. So it gets XP put on it. The IRT guy puts it on there. I put Adware on there today. Now, I have not run Microsoft Internet Explorer on there yet, with the exception of getting the latest and greatest critical updates
right
on there. So that's the only time it's ever run.
And you're
on there, I've got Alexia,
now, right?
one of the data miners on there. I have never started Internet Explorer on this machine at all.
You don't have to anymore. They find you.
They don't go through Explorer. They go through the messaging protocol and stuff like that.
I don't know how it went through there, but it was like, I've had the machine for a week and it's already been there.
Oh, yeah, man.
Now, one of the biggest sticklers that you hear, I think the toughest hurdle to overcome, aside from business decisions or whatever, is games.
Right. Yeah, I gave you the solution.
There's games that do not run on the console systems that are really appealing to hardcore gamers, and you just got to say, hey, damn it, just too bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a PlayStation or a GameCube, not an Xbox.
Not an Xbox,
that's a Microsoft product. PlayStation or GameCube. And, you know, ask the manufacturers, bug them. Say, release it for Apple, release it for Linux, because we don't want to run crap anymore.
That's right.
We're sick of it.
That's right. And there are, even like I said on my blog, like you can find direct replacements for a lot of stuff. And the stuff that you can't find direct replacements for, you can hunt around and find something different to use that might require a little bit of data migration or, you know, a little bit of adjustment getting used to. But it is possible to live without running crappy Microsoft products. I mean, I do it every day. Dan does it every day. Alan does it every day. Most of you guys out there listening right now, I'm sure, do it every day. Hey, my wife, Dan's wife, Alan's wife, don't use Windows at all.
She doesn't even know how to get up. I have Windows on the laptop only because I have AutoCAD and I need to keep my training up on that.
Right. She probably doesn't even know how to get into it. Right?
She doesn't know how to get into it.
Listen to Alan backpedaling all the time now.
I need to keep my training up on it. But when I use it, the laptop is not connected to the internet.
There you go.
So that's my only save. The only time the laptop on Windows gets connected to the internet, once a month to get the critical updates.
Yeah.
So the 10 or 15 minutes.
My wife doesn't use Windows at all. Does yours?
No.
That's the only application.
I don't have it.
Nothing here for her to use it on.
There's
right?
no computers running any of that crap.
Same in my house. Nothing that she
AutoCAD
could even get on.
AutoCAD is the only application I have on this machine, on the XP side of this machine.
And that's your wife is still like, she's doing her business stuff on there, right?
That's right.
Running this little, you know, her little side business thing. She's successful at that. Runs it on that beat-up Frankenstein laptop that's all busted shit downstairs. I saw today. That was
my wife runs on
you check out Dan's blog on that one, too. That's funny. But, no, she's doing that. All her stuff she's doing without any problem. not having a problem because she doesn't have access to Windows. My wife doesn't seem to have a problem with not having access to Windows. She
mine doesn't.
Does
she
her
runs
stuff.
It, I have running on that iMac.
Yeah. Email and browse the web.
Here's
and
the power button and log in like you always
right.
do.
Right. Do your thing and play games and stuff. You know, my family's like addicted to the card games.
Yeah.
K-Patience and the Mahjong games and stuff like that. They're on them all the time. What I really have to do is they had to do the Frozen Bubble and then they'll be stuck on them for like a year, you know. But, you know, they get along just fine. And that's like your typical average computer user. A power user, you would think, could do even better.
With what, you know, Windows?
With Linux.
On Linux, yes.
You know, they could get along with Linux. If you're a power user in Windows and you actually know, you know, you could physically, you know enough to take your hand and put it on your own ass instead of somebody else's, you should be able to run Linux without any problem, you know. And find, you know, and be able to find and use the applications that you need to do.
Now, as you begin to educate yourself and learn about the crap that's been foisted upon you for so many years, and the state of the economy today, I can understand that it might be difficult to make a jump right away to a new computer system. And you have options. You don't have to, you know, as you save your money for that new Apple, you don't have to rush into things. You can slowly graduate to a better computing experience by running Firefox instead of Internet Explorer.
Sure.
Using OpenOffice. I think ABI Word runs under.
Yes, it does.
Windows.
Yep.
There's a whole world of alternatives out there. And the best alternative of all would probably be slapping an Opex disk in that PC.
Which already has all of the previously mentioned applications
and
on it.
And Frozen Bubble.
And Frozen Bubble.
Bringing it right around to the back to games.
Back to the games again.
There's a lot of things. And I'd like to start maybe getting a more cohesive resource for people or something. Because you put up a lot of links. And there's some websites out there. But maybe we can pull something together. It'd be a nice project for the lug. Finally, they could actually do something. and pull all this stuff together so that you have a lot of ammunition. And it's not so much as I want to look at it as bashing Microsoft, because it comes about on it by its own.
Yeah, it's just making a more informed
it's a natural,
decision.
Yeah, more informed. Because, you know, I look more, not so much as, like, business consultants. What am I looking for? The Yankee Group does it all the time. They always get pegged for it. They always make accusations where they take a survey or something. They say, based upon, well, they say, they don't even say based upon our information. They say Windows has a lower total cost of ownership
right.
when compared to Windows. You know, I don't want that kind of information. I'm more on the lines of people's experience.
Right.
And you got three people here and a IRC room full of people that are all always complaining about Windows. I got people at work. Everybody I work with, they've had it.
Everybody that uses Windows complains
they
about it.
They have had it.
But yet they still use it.
Eventually they all will.
And yet they still use it. That's what I don't understand. Because they don't know anything about. And everybody's, you know, they're scared to try something different. Why, I don't know. I've heard so many people tell me that, oh, it's hard to use Linux because it's not the same. Well, you know, it's still a GUI, you know, a GUI interface kind of thing going on. And point and click with your mouse, you know. I mean, come on. It's easy. But, you know, yeah, we'll have to all stick our minds on that and come up with some kind of nice web resource that we can point people to and do a little bit of, you know, anti-Microsoft advocacy.
I think this is actually the first week that we've hit everything that we said on the blog.
Did we hit everything?
We got we did the online skills challenge.
Yes, we did.
Taking up the cause. Packaging systems.
We didn't get
cool
the Skype call in, though, but we really tried on that.
Maybe
that
will be
we
next
will
next
get
time.
Skype going on it.
But wait, let me just check my let me check my email and see whether I got my online skills assessment back. But hold on, I'm loading it up right now. My seminar is confirmed. I'm not sure I'm going to get the test back. I think my seminar.
Oh, they just confirmed the seminar, and they're going to want to get a hold of you for the pertinent information. Huh?
You know what? Maybe that would be interesting to do. To go through and take the online skills assessment, and then actually go to the seminar and see what they say. You know, walk in there with taped up glasses.
And pass out Nopix discs.
You know, go to just say, you know, I've always heard that computers were such an industry to get into. And after getting fired from the last McDonald's in my community, I figured I need to take charge of my life.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I did some typing on that keyboard thingy one time. And I really, you know, I think this is the field for me. And I want to take advantage of earning $60,000 a year. I'm sick of minimum wage.
That's right.
And go down there and sit through their whole presentation just to see what it's like, the seminar. And then when I'm done, I can hand out an Nopix disc. Say, yeah. You know, tear off the shirt, and there's the penguin shirt. Nopix disc go flying everywhere. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And they get thrown out and get arrested.
Yeah. All right, guys. We got to be done, right? It's like 20 after.
Yeah.
This is it. Episode. Does anybody know what episode it is?
Did I 42?
Yeah, I think 42. That's pretty good. So we got like 10 episodes left until we've done an entire year, right? Or an entire year worth of shows. I mean,
September.
It won't be quite 10 episodes until we've been doing it for a year, but.
Yeah.
Be only 8, right?
8 episodes till we've been doing it for a year?
8 more shows we'll be doing in a year.
Well, when did we start?
Because we took 2 weeks off, one for Christmas and one for New Year's, right? So.
Yeah, but when did we start?
Sometime.
September, I guess.
8 weeks from now, right?
Well, let's
look at the website.
The archive, main archive site. That's you know, that's the good one right there. You don't want everybody to go after the archive to download from your site, so you just put main archive site right there.
That's what I should, yeah.
Well, should I go for a mirror or right for the main one?
The main
one has to be the fastest. 9/24 was our first show.
There you go.
September 24th, 2000. Yeah.
There you go, boys and girls. We're coming up. We got to have some kind of serious party going on for then. So,
yeah. Well, all three of us will show up at a place again, and nobody else.
Put that all in the back of your mind. That, you know, if you enjoy listening to the tech show and you want to have some
Tiki
fun
bar
with this, we need to go out and do some kind of celebration for that. Anyway,
Tiki Bar Run again.
Yeah, Tiki Bar Run. My name is Link.
I'm Alan.
Dan.
And thank you for listening to the Linux Link Tech Show. Catch you guys next week.
Good night.
You're not playing.
What?
No, there we go.
Dan's always complaining about something all the time.
Pulling the Tech Show. Pulling the Flink Tech Show.